It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Thursday Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting in a very light schedule for a Wednesday, typical of this time of the year. But Tautopolis was in action as they participated in the Metro East Kickoff Classic for baseball action at Plummer Family Park in Edwardsville. And they picked up a win over Staunton pretty handily. In four innings, Tautopolis scored 23 runs on 16 hits, committed one error. Staunton had five runs on six hits. They committed five errors in the ball game. Lots of hitting heroes, as you might guess. Mick Niebrigy went 3-for-4 at the plate, including a homer and four RBIs. Jason Craik, 2-for-3 at the plate, with a homer and three RBIs. Davin Warman, 3-for-3 with a couple of RBIs. And Carter Haney was 3-for-4 with a couple of RBIs as well in the ball game, as Warman got the victory on the mound, as Davin picked up the win for his first win of the season. He went 2 2/3, and Carter Haney came in relief in the final, got the last inning and a third under his belt, as Tautopolis again with the impressive victory 23-5, as they are now 2-0 on the season. Their next game will be Friday at Plummer Family Park in Edwardsville as they take on Columbia in that kickoff classic. Taking a look at the schedule for today, who knows what the weather's going to allow to happen. But in baseball, Effingham will be at Edwardsville at 6:15 this evening. Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond at Aldemont. Cumberland at Blue Ridge. Paris at Dietrich. And Newton at Muscoota at Newton versus Muscoota at O'Fallon. All those other games besides the Effingham games scheduled to get underway at 4:30. 4:30 starts for softball as well, as St. Elmo Brownstown scheduled to be at Cumberland. Odin at Dietrich, Hudsonville at Neoga, Vandalia at Newton, North Clay at Wayne City, Tautopolis at Paris, and Flora at Windsor Stew Straws. Girls track action at the Mount Zion Mini Meet. Effingham and Tautopolis both slated to compete in that Mount Zion Mini Meet. That gets underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Want to send a congratulations out to Kylie Osteen, as she's going to be signing to play basketball at Kaskaskia College, and that'll be at 3 o'clock at Aldemont Community High School's Tech Room. Kylie, the guard from Aldemont, going to be continuing her athletic and academic career at Kaskaskia College, playing basketball there for Kaskaskia. Want to remind you about the second annual DCS Pickleball Tournament coming up on Saturday at the Ron Deal Center. Your entries are due today if you plan on participating. Entry fee $50 per team. Winning team gets $350 in bragging rights shirts. Women's doubles at 8 o'clock. Men's doubles at 1 o'clock. It's a double elimination skill 3.0 to 4.5 for those ages 18 and older to participate in the Ron Deal Rec Center in the DCS Pickleball Tournament. In order to register today, you need to email DCS1Pickleball@gmail.com. And again, registration deadline today. Also want to remind you about Effingham JFL signups. They will be taking place at the high school gym lobby. The first opportunity coming up on the 22nd on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. Then they'll also have them April 2nd from 5:30 to 7 and April 5th from 10 to noon for Effingham JFL. To sign up, go to the Effingham High School gym lobby. Also want to remind you, or let you know, that the 2025 Illinois State Archery Tournament is set for Saturday the 22nd at Emerald Sports Complex in Mattoon, as the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and the Illinois Conservation Foundation have partnered with the National Archery in the Schools program to support Illinois' top young archers by awarding 12 $1,000 scholarships at the 2025 Illinois State Archery Tournament. These scholarships recognize the dedication, skill, and academic achievements of student archers competing at the highest level. For more information about it, visit the Illinois NASP online. Additional details about the national program can be found on the NASP website. Well, the national college basketball tournament gets underway for the NCAA tournament today in full force. Of course, we had the first four games, which last night saw Mount St. Mary's defeat American 83-72, and it was Xavier coming from behind to defeat Texas 86-80. So that means Xavier will face Illinois Friday night at 8:45 in Milwaukee. But games begin today at around 12:15. Louisville and Creighton get things underway. I think it might be 11:15 our time. You need to double check on that as the tournament really gets underway. And games throughout the day, both today and tomorrow, as the NCAA tournament really gets kicked off. Baseball action yesterday saw the Cubs fall to the Dodgers for the second time in Japan as that series wrapped up over there as LA picked up the 6-3 victory over the Chicago Cubs. In spring training action, it was St. Louis defeating Washington by a score of 7-1. Both the Cubs and Cardinals are off today. Both return to action in spring training play tomorrow. St. Louis will have a split squad, as a matter of fact, tomorrow, and San Diego will take on the Cubs. That on Friday. Also, last night in NBA action, it was Indiana defeating Dallas 135-131. Phoenix got the win over Chicago 127-121. And Chicago will take on Sacramento. That's a late game out in Sacramento at 9 o'clock tonight. Before that, it'll be Brooklyn at Indiana. That tips off at 6 o'clock this evening in NBA action. NHL action, St. Louis will be back in action to take on Vancouver at 6:30 as they host the Canucks, and Los Angeles will be at Chicago. Puck drops there at 7:30. That's a check of sports on this Thursday. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.